The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative in the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced changes to Japan's beef safeguard, under which higher import tariffs can be imposed on U.S. beef. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, President and CEO Dan Hallstrom details the changes to the safeguard and explains why they're important for the U.S. industry.
This announcement on the safeguard is wonderful news. The Japan-U.S. ag agreement that went into force in 2020 was a great agreement, but this safeguard provision was a definite speed bump. The fact that we have a resolution coming is great news in the sense that if we have equal access with our competitors around the world, the U.S. will continue to be very competitive. USTR has basically negotiated a three-tier mechanism or three trigger levels. The first one being the imports from the U.S. must exceed the original trigger level under the U.S.-Japan trade agreement. The second one being that the aggregate volume of beef imports from the U.S. and the other CPTPP countries must exceed the CPTPP beef safeguard level. And then the final one is imports from the U.S. must exceed total beef imports from the previous year. The real one that's significant there is the second one, because by having that CPTPP level in aggregate, it gives us some breathing room from where we otherwise would be.
Hallstrom says the timing is critical due to the highly competitive nature of the Japanese market.
Japan is one of our largest value markets, one of our best customers going back for decades. But it's always a competitive market. In 2021, we probably had some tailwinds in the fact that the production out of Australia was limited. The cattle cycle was such that they had less cattle available, and they also had some flooding, which limited the amount of cattle going to market. That's undoubtedly going to change in 2022. We're forecasting, especially in the second half of this year, that there will be more cattle available for slaughter. And of course, Japan's one of their largest markets as well. So the timing of this agreement couldn't be better, because we need to be on a level playing field to take on our largest competitors like Australia.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.